Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KNR Constructions Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. This conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkatram Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, KNR Constructions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for Q1 FY26. Along with me, I am Mr. K. Jalandhar Reddy, Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded results and investor presentation on the stock exchanges as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it. We would like to touch upon a few key company updates and industry events, post which we will have the question and answer session. The first quarter of this fiscal year saw muted ordering activities in the road sector, with the NHAI awarding only 166 km of the highway projects between April and June. On the execution side, however, there was a modest improvement, with NHAI constructing 1,092 km of the highway in the quarter, slightly ahead of Q1 FY25 level. One of the key factors contributing to the slowdown in the project rollout has been the government's prudent decision to initiate bidding only after securing 90% of the required land, and this measure aimed at minimizing delay and ensuring smooth execution. However, the upcoming project pipeline remains strong, with a robust portfolio worth 3.4 trillion, encompassing 124 highways and expressway projects spanning 6,376 km. Of these projects, around 84 are expected to be under the HAM model, 28 through the EPC mode, and 12 under the BOT model. Despite the slower pace of new awards, operational indicators remain strong. FASTag toll collection recorded robust growth, with a toll user volume rose by 16% year-on-year, and the total collection increased by 19% in Q1 FY26. The government is actively addressing key challenges by tightening bidding norms through the additional performance security requirement and introducing strict eligibility criteria for DPR consultant and engineer. At the same time, the highway sector is implementing smart construction technology and innovative practices to enable real-time monitoring, enhance transparency, and boost productivity. Together, these reforms and technological advancements are set to significantly elevate the efficiency, speed, and quality of the infrastructure development. Now, coming to the key updates of the company, the percentage of physical progress as of June 30, 2025, for the HAM project is as follows: Ramanattukara to Valanchery, approximately 99%; Valanchery to Kappirikkad, approximately 98%; Chittoor to Thatchur, approximately 94%; Magadi to Somwarpet, around 89%; and Marripudi to Somwarpet, approximately 43%. As of June 30, 2025, the company has already invested rupees 676 crores out of rupees 990 crores of the revised equity requirement for all the HAM projects. The additional requirement of 314 crores to be infused as 185 crores in FY26 and 129 in FY27. You can refer to slide number 23 of the investor presentation for the detail on each HAM project. On May 21, 2025, the National Highways Authority issued a so-called notice to the KNR Ramanattukara Infra Private Limited, a wholly-owned subsidiary of KNR Constructions Limited, as well as to the parent company itself, regarding certain concerns relating to the main carriageway, service road, and the associated structure. This notice led to one-month suspension for participating in the future bidding process. In response, the concessionary promoter submitted a detailed reply to the NHAI, addressing the concern raised, subsequently given the implication of the suspension, the concessionary approached to the Honorable High Court of Delhi, seeking relief to allow continued participation in ongoing and future bids. On July 21, 2025, the Honorable High Court of Delhi is of considered opinion that impugnment order by the NHAI has lived this life and further observed that under the guise of the suspension, the bar on the petitioner right to bid in the future bidding seems to be a drastic measure. The investigation is completed and also the 1 month period as mentioned in the NHAI letter is completed. Therefore, the suspension order should not be treated as disqualification anymore. The department, however, shall be at liberty to take further action in accordance with the extant policy. Furthermore, the company in the joint ventures with Harsha Construction Limited has received a letter of acceptance from the NTPC for development and operation of Venadi coal mine block in the Jharkhand with the company share of 74% and the other partner share of 26%. The project has contract value of ₹4,800 exclusive GST with a 5 years operation period plus initial development period of 360 days. The coal quantity to be extracted approximately 34.5 million tons. The project marks the company's strategic entry into the new business segment, expanding its presence beyond core infrastructure. Now coming to the order book position. As of June 30, 2025, the company's total order book stands at ₹8,305 crores, which is divided into 27% of the road project, 17% for the irrigation project, 13% for the pipeline project, and 43% for the mining project. Client-wise, the diversification is 29% of order book is from the third-party client and balance 21% is from the captive client project. The third-party order book percentage is split between the state government contract of 74% include the mining project, whereas 4% for the central government and balance 1% is from the other private sector. The current order book will be executed over a period of 1.5 to 2 years, excluding mining project. With the government emphasis on infrastructure development, we anticipate new order awards in the coming quarter. We hereby aim an order inflow of approximately 10,000 to 12,000 crores by the end of 2026. With a mix of NHAI project, irrigation project, mining project, and other state government projects. Now let me take through the Q1 FY26 standalone financial performance first, followed by the consolidated performance. The revenue for the quarter stood at 483 crores. EBITDA for Q1 FY26 stood at 66 crores as compared to 192 crores in Q1 FY25. EBITDA margin in Q1 FY26 is 13.6%. Net profit for the quarter was rupees 51 crores, vis-a-vis 134 crores in Q1 FY25. Now coming to Q1 FY26 consolidated financial performance, the company recorded a total revenue of 613 crores in Q1 FY26 as compared to 985 crores in Q1 FY25. EBITDA came at rupees 183 crores in Q1 FY26 compared to 279 crores in Q1 FY25. EBITDA margin in the current quarter stood at 29.9%. Profit after tax stood at 123 crores in Q1 FY26. Now moving on the standalone balance sheet, the company continued to maintain a strong balance sheet. The working capital days now stood at 169 days compared to 93 days as of March 25. The consolidated debt as of June 30, 2025 stood at 2018 crores as compared to rupees 1847 crores as of 31st March 2025. The net debt to equity on consolidated basis as of 30th June 2025 stands at 0.43 times as compared to 0.41 times as of 31st March 2025. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer. Over to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Yes, sir. Good morning. Go on, sir. Please go on.
Yes, Shravan, you can go on.
Hello, Mr. Shravan.
You're not audible.
As there is no response from the current participant, the next question is on the line of Alok from Motilal Oswal. Please proceed.
Hello.
Yeah, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So, sir, just had few questions. One is execution has been very muted in this quarter. So, first is what led to such a low execution, even if you look at YOY basis or considering it was not even a monsoon quarter, still we have delivered pretty soft execution. So how are we seeing the coming quarter? Because again, now we are in the monsoon quarter, so again, the execution will be slow. So for full year, you had guided for nearly 2,500 to 3,000 crore revenue in the last earning call. So any update on that?
Sir, definitely actually this quarter the revenue has muted. The reason is being that actually what are the existing order book is there. So except to four projects, other projects is almost over 90% has been completed. And the four projects what is there, that is basically two this HAM project where we have got appointed it in the month of April only. And another one project is the Mangalore and one is project is we got appointed it in the last year. So due to actually the project has achieved almost complete, except these four projects, almost all projects has been completed. And this quarter also the revenue from the irrigation has been very, it is just 6% of the total revenue. So because the project has achieved all projects in the order book is also very less and the project have achieved almost more than 90%. And what are the new projects are there, they have just started. So that's why this quarter is the muted turnover.
So what's the outlook now since we got appointed it also for a project in April? So what's the outlook on execution for 2Q as well as the remaining part of FY26?
Actually, sir, that Mysuru project we are talking about, there are two projects inside. I think it's whose EPC value may come to 1,200. So here we have focused to complete this project by coming October, November. So one more year, we are planning bonus also as every resource is free. So we'd like to give more trust to complete this project as soon as possible. So any of it is going to take another one year, November, up to November we will be able to complete this project. So entire revenue, whatever that is there, periodically it will come. Okay, rainy season it is looking less, but during the dry season, it is on the peak. So more or less, dry seasons will be about to do 40 crores in each of the projects. So 80 crores we can expect in dry months. And during the rainy months, it is hardly around 10 to 15 kind of thing. Because most of the progress is not that hard.
No, so for full year, what is our guidance, any number you want to share?
I think up to this mark, I think we'll be able to do around, say, 2,000.
Entire company.
Sorry?
Entire company, 2,000.
For the standalone entire company.
Yeah, actually, so 2,000 to 2,500 we are taking on it. But however, any new orders which are coming up and their commencements are happening, those will add to that actually.
So sir, actually 2,000 and 2,500 is a big range actually and... I mean, we had started last quarter.
5 year anticipating like this is that most of the projects have come to an end, one game. And the new projects under pipeline which were considered to be started, we do not know when they get started. So that is the major reason this is unpredictable. Little bit dilemma.
Yeah, because last quarter also we knew about these projects getting over. So we mentioned about approximately 2,500 to 3,000 revenue.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm very sorry this time. We could have done our best in pushing for orders. Wherever there is a tender, we rushed in and all that. We have done our best, but due to the market being very, very aggressive, so we couldn't achieve the L1 status in any of the projects. There are certain projects which we have already told you that some pipeline projects, they would likely to come down in two months' time, which is Maharashtra one or something and few other projects in Telangana, we have some flyover projects about Sisyam and Vikro, where L1 status we are enjoying, I think by the time they come up, another 1-2 months it will be coming.
Sure. Sir, so if I just take the first quarter number, I mean, then the quarterly run rate will remain largely the same only of 500 crore. There is no improvement in the second half if we are going to do 2,000 crore revenue.
Because the phase is like that. As well, further you might have seen that rainy season is very aggressive this time. Yeah, but most of the time it is aggressive, but we are in a very aggressive rainy state. Like in Karnataka, some Mangaluru project is also a little bit, what is left out in that. But there are also heavy rains going on. And the Kerala is, you know, the Kerala is kind of that. So the all other areas at Mongolu, the KP and all, they are okay. Mysuru also, to some extent, we are able to do nothing job. No?
And sir, just one last question. This working capital has spiked quite significantly if we look at just as compared to March. Especially the debtor days has gone up like from 4.5 months to nearly 8 months now. So what's happened there?
So basically out of irrigation is almost is around 800 crores is the irrigation actually, and 1200 crores the HAM project is there, out of 1200 crores of data. And irrigation is still, with unbilled and everything, is still around 1300 crores are pending with the state government. So in this quarter we got only just 14 crores actually, that's all the small amount only we got in this quarter. So that's why the irrigation data are more, and now that corresponding turnover is also reduced. So that's why we compare with that. That's why the working capital cycle has become more.
Sure. Okay, sir. I think that's all from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah. Thank you
very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Please.
Yeah, sir. Again, coming on the execution front and the order info. So that's the two pain points for us. Let me bifurcate all these things. So in terms of the mining order that we have received, 3,500 odd crore. How much revenue this year, next year are we looking to get from that?
So this year, actually, hardly around. That means commencement, after commencement, 1 year, within 1 year, we can only spend about, say, 90 crore at all. And later, we should go by 700 crore per annum kind of thing. So that is the expected revenues in every year.
Okay, got it. Second, in the water pipeline, this 1,000 odd crore that we have, so there, how much 1,073 crore is the kind of a value is there? So out of that, how much revenue are we likely to get this year and next year?
Actually, sir, by March, I think around 500 we are expecting out of that. And balance we need to complete within November of next year.
Okay. Balance in the entire will be in FY 2027. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Third, as you already said, the two HAM projects are 1200 crore that we will be completing in next year, and one more HAM project is there. So Maripadu, Somwar Padu, which is, so that we will be entirely completing this year.
We will complete most in this year.
Okay. Okay, got it. Then the balance is the irrigation projects. So so first of all, the old one, how much more do we think? So first is on the payment. So 1300 crore is pending. Do we think that we will be able to get the money from there by this March, and how much? And second is the two new irrigation projects that we have got in Telangana, around 430 odd crore. So from there, how much more revenue are we looking to get in this year?
Actually, sir, around 1 week back, our MD sir and the minister, concerned minister, had a meeting, and I have promised to pay within a month's time. And they have now actually, we heard from sources that they have moved to get this loan on track. So once the loan coming onto the track, I think we'll get paid. So this time we have a strong assurance to get paid from the dues. So that is one good news, sir. And rest of it, the balance work we will complete, and once this is on track, so there should not be any problem. I think by March we will be able to complete the entire project. Only that is that the canal project, which is having land problems, I think if they pay for that land acquisition also, I think that project gets completed. Because the pump out project, if they can come in by another 2-3 months. But you know what happens, once they pay, I think 2-3 months we will take, so once we get the payment, we will take 2-3 months to commence that project actually. But inflow canal is not ready. Because we are doing that inflow canal, so that will be the meaningless thing. So they will be very keen to do that also. And you know, we heard from the sectoral sources, one more thing, that central government wanted this entire coalition project to be completed. Once they completed and they are ready to take over to pay the installments to the bank. Central government is going to pay the installments to the bank. So they have got certain assurance to go ahead. So it's further, there should not be issues. We are thinking.
Still, I wanted so out of 1300 crore that we will still have to get from the government for this irrigation, how much do we think that by March we will be able to receive?
So actually, if everything is in track, I think 1200 crore hame haath mein aa jana chahiye, sir. But because land acquisition.
Okay, got it. Second is on the yes, sir.
Out of that, 800 is certified itself, sir. So 800, once this issue is sorted out, 800 they will immediately release. And balance is once the bill has been approved, so that will also, they will release the balance.
Okay, got it. Second, sir, this 10 to 12,000 crore order info that we are looking at. So I hope that excludes this 3,500 crore. So we will be additionally looking at 6,500 to 8,500 crore order inflow. So there also, if you can help us, how much value of projects we have already bidded, is there any L1? And second, do we think that this 3.5 lakh crore NHA pipeline, initially will there be a decent competition, and how much are we looking to back from NHI particularly?
But this what we are projected 10 to 12,000 crores is excluding mining project. So right now we are targeting 10,000. Like 8,300 crores is order book, and above that 10 to 12,000 we are targeting. So out of that actually almost around 2,500 crores we are targeting in Tamil Nadu, And what MSRDC is there, that 2,200 is there. And around 2,000 crores we are targeting in Andhra Pradesh. And around 700 crores projects, that flyover projects are there in the GSMC, that in Hyderabad. And some projects in Musi riverfront also we are expecting some projects. And definitely some of the projects in irrigation sector in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, and some projects in the Bihar. And definitely NHA is also coming with 3.4 lakh crores of the order. So on that also we are targeting. So after considering every all aspects, we are targeting around 10 to 12,000 crores of order.
Okay. So net 10 plus this 3,500, so 13,500 crores at least we will be targeting for this year. That's a great. And last, sir, in terms of this mining project and whatever the new, do we think that 13-14% margin guidance EBITDA level that will be maintained, or will there be a possibility that we may have to maybe lower down to maybe a 1% lower?
Yes, sir, 1 or 2% lower we can think of it, because it is very easy to say anything on that as a new subject with us. And all the care that has been taken care with the available data bank and the consultant we have taken on board. So with all those inputs only we have quoted the tender. But however, markets are little lesser only in mining. You also know that.
Okay. But at a blended level for companies, still 13-14% EBITDA margin is doable now, or maybe 12-odd% is the way one can look at it.
Yes, sir. It depends, sir. Main thing is that we are thinking it should be doable, because we are expecting some more orders to add in this coming quarter. So main thing is that if we add some more order and started execution on those orders, then the dilution will happen on the manpower expenditure and equipment expenditures. So then that will stand to. Otherwise, let me keep it here and there, things will happen.
Okay. Lastly, two things, sir. Monetization, has anything we were supposed to do by this July? So any progress there? And how much capex? Because for mining, we have to do a decent 300-400 crore kind of a capex. For this year and next year, what would be the capex?
Actually, this for demonetization, this monetization process is under a very advanced stage, and we are expecting that within next month, actually, we will, by 1 month, we should sign the SPA, actually, with the prospective investor. As far as the capital requirement for this mining project, so initially, because OB removal will be there, so that we will do with our existing assets. But once we will go in depth and we start extracting the coal, so at that time we may require some big machineries and equipment. So not much requirement in this year, but definitely in the next year there will be big requirement for mining assets.
What would be the at company
Sorry,
level?
Sorry, Mr. Shravan.
Yeah.
May no, request you to join the queue.
Just
Saran, you can go. Last question, yeah.
Yeah, the capex number only, sir. Wanted the first for next year. Will it be a 300-400 crore kind of a capex in FY 27?
It could be.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best for order win.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin from Aurum Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah. Can you go ahead?
Okay. Yes, sir. So my question is, since now our order book is getting built during the current financial year, so what will the revenue and EBITDA guidance for the year? Will there be a negative growth during the year?
Because as already we explained you in the earlier our questions, because this year, because right now we have order book of around 8,300 crores. Out of that, around 3,500 pertaining to mining. And in mining this year, actually, we may not expecting much turnover. Maybe around 90 to 100 crores turnover will come from the mining projects only. So this year, that's why our target is around 2,000 to 2,500 crores. We are going to execute in this year.
Oh, okay. No, because in the last call, we mentioned about 2,500-3,000 crores. So is there any reduction in the target for the revenue?
Because last call, we thought that actually we will receive this order actually. But we have not got any order except mining. And mining order has its own gestation period. So still, if we receive some order actually in the which order immediately and which can be executable, so definitely we will achieve that target. But now, almost already 5 months has gone. If we already receive some if we receive any HAM project, definitely it is not going to contribute in this year. If we receive some EPC projects, then we may try to do some contribution in the Q4. But as our guidance now, we have small we have just decreased our guidance. Now it is around 2,000-2,500 for this year.
EBITDA, sir, what is the range?
Pardon?
EBITDA. EBITDA.
EBITDA will be somewhere around 13%-13.5% annually.
Okay. And my second question is, sir, we had filed a court case against regarding a payment delay from the Telangana government. And if I remember, the payment amount was 977 crores, something like that. So what is the status of that?
So that's why now, actually, ED sir has already explained actually last month actually. We have one very progressive meeting with the government of Telangana. So now they are sorting out that bank funding issue for the project. And we expect that now they will clear actually at the earliest. So by this March, definitely whatever the certified bill is there, around 800 crores, we should get it. And balance also, whatever the unbilled of around balance around 400-500 crores is there, that also we are target to bill it and take the money.
Got it, sir. And this includes the interest due also since there is a delay or any other amount also, or just the billed amount that we are recovering?
Interest is definitely we have put a claim along with the interest, but we have to see actually how interest we have to get on. But first, we are targeting to get our principal amount. And definitely for interest, whatever the action is required from our side, definitely we will take it.
Got it, sir. Thank you and wishing you best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was on the order inflow part. I understand that there's been a slowdown because of land acquisition issues, and NHAI has put up a pipeline of 3.4 lakh crores in FY26. I just wanted to understand, is there also a delay because every project needs to get a cabinet approval for NHAI to award? That is my first question, first part of the question. And second part of the question is, when do you expect any new long-term plan on roads from the cabinet, something like a Vision 2047? Yeah. I just wanted to understand what the government is thinking in terms of order inflow for roads.
Actually, sir, internally, NHAI has EZ compulsion to get the approvals. So that is right. Further, they're also linking to the land acquisition issues, so the delay that is causing all these.
And the second question, what was that?
How much?
Vision 2047.
Yes, sir. That's what main thing is. It's linked as it is linked to the land acquisition issues. Maybe really that is quite difficult to say how much they are going to bid. But I think it's a little bit dilute on the term. That's okay because any HAM project, I think likely HAM project could come up at around 2 lakh plus crores to be on HAM only. That's what the news is. So according to that, once so much HAM is coming out, definitely we all have our own role to play. But second thing, sir, the land acquisition can happen in phases. So if they have confidence to complete the land acquisition within 6 months' time, they can as well go for tendering. So the tendering time would be around 45 days. another 1 month we issue the LOA, and further announce LOA and do the LOA also. Then after that, this agreement will take another. So they almost 9 to 10 months package they will have in hand. So within that they can do wonders if they plan it well. So, what they are really thinking to push the case, because they are targeting so much, so probably they will dilute this and come to this time. That's what I am estimating, sir.
Understood. Sir, just for my understanding, to summarize what you said, NHAI first has to acquire the land 90% and then get a cabinet approval and then award the project, or first the cabinet approval comes and then the land acquisition comes?
Actually, the cabinet approvals, I think they will put the status of the land. Once they are sending the file, they will put the current status of the land acquisition and they are sending it. And assurance to complete the balance land acquisition, they are mentioning some date and sending it. That's what it is happening, what I heard.
Okay. But they do need a cabinet approval, right? After above 1,000 crores project, one top project.
Of course, they will need that. That's what the news is.
Understood. So it's more like a check.
Below 1,000, they may not be sending. But below 1,000, there is no meaning also to quote down, because what is happening?
Understood. So just the last point to conclude. So everything depends on the land acquisition, how fast and how well planned the NHAI does the land acquisition. Am I right?
Yes. Or if they have confidence.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It
can be acquired. Understood.
So in other life.
Understood. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rehan Sayed from Trinidad Asset Manager. Please proceed.
Oh yeah, and thank you. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you again for the opportunity. So like my all the questions are already answered. So I want just more clarification on sector diversification side.
Sir, your voice.
Am I audible, right, sir?
Now it's clear, sir. Hello.
Hello. Am I clear now, sir?
Somewhere better, yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, I want just more clarification on the diversification side. So, you have mentioned an ambition to enter metro and railway EPC. So, what tangible steps have been taken towards this? Are we just in advance?
Sir, you're
not clear.
Sir, your voice is breaking.
Okay, I'll speak slowly again. You have mentioned an ambition to enter a metro and railway side. So, what tangible steps have been taken towards this, and are there any bids in advanced stages? Just put some light more on that.
Sir, your voice is not audible. We could not able to understand.
Sir, I am asking regarding sector diversification.
Yeah, please.
Can I repeat my question again, sir?
Sir, please repeat, sir.
Yeah. Regarding sector diversification, you have mentioned that an ambition to enter the metro and railway EPC side. So, what tangible steps have been taken towards this? And are there any bids in advance? You just put some light more on that.
Your voice is not still clear, sir. It is some dark.
Sir, I am asking regarding diversification in metro and railway EPC.
Diversification to metro and railway.
Metro and railway.
Like how is management working towards it? Like what tangible steps you have taken?
Diversification to metro and railway.
Yeah, actually, sir, once there are bits of quantum of size which we are expecting. Definitely we are there, sir. We have already discussed with NCC to quote in metros, and earlier also we have quoted. In future also we have continued to quote this. Bits.
Like, sir, if I more clarify, like in from this year we have seen some contribution from this sector, like by FY27 or in the next quarter.
Sir, you it is the echo is coming, sir. We could not able to understand.
Okay, I'll join back in the queue. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from RG Hawa. Please proceed.
Once this money comes in from the HAM projects of the equity as well as the profit, do you feel that we will be net cash positive? And from December, assuming that this money comes in October, will the interest of this 48 crores go down to less than 10 crores December ended quarter? That is one question. Second is, sir, in this quarter, the consolidated EBITDA has come to 30%, whereas you are guiding for 13 to 14%. What has happened in this quarter that we have had this 30% EBITDA?
One thing is that definitely, as of now also, we are the cash positive in the standalone. We have 5.5 crores of the debt and 81 crores is there in the cash actually. So as of now also we are there cash surplus. Definitely on the monetization of these assets, it will further improve our liquidity position. I think you are telling about console figures. So definitely once we will wipe off these assets, so interest burden will be going to the prospective investors. So definitely this whatever the finance cost is there. So whatever the four assets if you dilute it, definitely that debt actually will definitely pass on to the investors. That is one thing. And
How did we manage this 30% EBITDA?
So it's that is in console level, na, sir.
But even in console, what is the
standalone is EBITDA is 13.5%, sir. Standalone. And
so console, did we receive EBITDA any kind of extraordinary payments? From any kind of sale of projects?
No, nothing, sir. That will come even standalone also. We sell in our investment also, so that amount also will reflect in the standalone. But I think you are talking about the console perspective. So definitely because whatever the finance cost is there, that is the below of EBITDA. So that's why it is showing comparative more. Otherwise, on average, it is. PBT is around 23% and PAT is around 20%.
This financial year itself, if we get this around 1,000 crores from Telangana previous dues, and say another 1,000 crores comes as a HAM equity profit, and we generate another 500 crores cash. You said that the capex is hardly something like 200 crores for this year. So, and our stock has reached almost where the book value of the stock is. So why is the company not using this money to go in for a buyback or more aggressive dividends?
Sir, what are the definitely why
The cash which is going to come in this financial year is almost half of our market cap.
But actually, what are the money we are there? Because now we are targeting to get actually, we want to diversify in other sectors. So we are targeting some even BOT toll assets also. But we are talking to the investors. If suppose at least one or two projects if required, we can quote our own also. So we are seeing that options also. That's why what are the cash actually available with the company? Definitely we are going to used in our future projects only, because now we are diversifying some metro or some other sectors like mining we have started and other sectors, solar also. So definitely there is cash requirement will be there. So what are the money available in the company we are going to use for the growth of the business of the company.
And sir, once this proceeds from the HAM project equity sale comes through, is my assumption right that the interest cost even on consolidated basis will be almost less than 10 crores?
We have to see, because a lot of debt will also wipe off on the balance sheet. So definitely interest will be reduced.
But new projects also will add actually. So we have to really see. But definitely we have almost 2,000 crores debt in the existing four assets. So definitely it is going to be reduced actually.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Before, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is on the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving the opportunity. Sir, can you give me the breakup of the, you know, revenue with respect to the different segments? You know, how much revenue each segment catered, you know, this quarter?
Yes. So this quarter actually, we got 58% revenue from the HAM road project and 6% from the irrigation, and 31% from our EPC road project, and 5% will be our back-to-back projects.
Okay, sir. My second question is with respect to, sir, so what is our unbilled revenue standing today?
Unbilled is around 900. It is 996 crores.
So, sir, this, my order book of around, you know, 8,000 crore, does it include this 996 crore also?
No, you have to exclude that extra 996 in our order book.
So then my net order book is something around 7,000 crore, something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct.
Okay. Okay, got it. And so this 996 crore is entirely belongs to the irrigation unbilled revenue?
No, it is, no, it belongs to entire roads also, which is belongs to irrigation as well as road, entire, all put together.
Okay, so I will take the breakup of this, you know, unbilled revenue offline.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreya Mehta from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please proceed.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, with respect to the coal mining block that we have been recently awarded, how much CapEx and depreciation should we factor in for this project?
Sir, as you told, because this year is the first year, this project is 5 years operation and 1 year development, and the first year will be the development stage. So this year, definitely, we are not expecting much CapEx, and we may do some overburden removal in this year, and that we will do with our existing assets only. So this year, CapEx requirement may not be much, but definitely once we start extracting the coal actually, so then we require heavy mining machinery. So that will be not in this year, maybe from the next year onwards, that requirement will come. For entire project, we are expecting somewhere between 300 crore-400 crore of the CapEx.
Okay, sir. And sir, regarding depreciation?
Depreciation will be, you can say, almost, because we will work in the three shifts actually on that project. So almost, and 5 years will be there. So entire 5 years actually, we will depreciate the entire asset.
Okay, sir. Understood. Sir, what will be the net working capital cycle for this project?
For this, specifically this project, actually?
Yeah, yeah, regarding this project.
Although that we have to really assess, because you know that we will pay the money when we extract the coal only. So what are the overburden we are removing, we will get only 10% of payment against overburden only. So we have to just assess actually entire, we have to see the mining plan, and we have to do the borelock and where coal is nearby. So like that, we have to do the entire planning only. Then only we can really tell us.
Sure, sir. Noted. Sir, what is the amount of CapEx that we have incurred in Q1 FY26?
This one.
In this quarter, yeah.
Three crores, actually.
Three crores.
Just one, three. Just 2 crores, actually.
Okay, sir. Noted. And sir, for the entire year, it's 200 crores, right? You mentioned 200 crores for this entire year.
No, no, not this year. Next year might be. Next year, some mining project actually we will require 300 to 400 crores. But this year, depend upon when we are getting this project.
Sir, I'm asking the capex for the entire company. For the entire company as such, how much capex have you incurred in Q1 FY26 for the entire company operations?
Only 2 crores, that's the entire company, there only 2 crores. And, for entire year, maybe. Entire year, maybe maximum 100 crores.
100 crores. Okay, sir. Sir, lastly, what is our bid pipeline?
Bid pipeline is almost 2,000 plus 700. Almost 3,500 is there.
3,500.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir, can you give a bifurcation of the same?
On that, MSRDC is there, 2,200 crores. And
700, up to 700 crores, standing L1 in Telangana flyover project.
So that is almost equal to 3,000 crores.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It is around 3,000 crores is there.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please proceed.
Yeah. So you mentioned that FY20's revenue would be impacted, but can we see a sharp growth in 27 given the uptick in the HAM projects and also revenue coming in from the water and Galleon mining project? So can we see a revenue of around, say, 3,500 crores?
So again, it is an assumption kind of that. So definitely we are focusing on this around 12,000 crore order intake. If we are able to get this in here, next year, that upcoming year will be a complete full scale execution year. So definitely we will come into the normal mode of turnovers as well.
Okay, okay. So secondly, what was the execution of the water project in Q1 and what are you targeting for the entire year?
Q1 actually we have done just not a very minimal only we did actually, not just one We have not much in this year, but entire year we are targeting somewhere around 500 crores.
It should become from 2Q itself?
Pardon?
The execution should pick up from second quarter itself for the pipeline project?
Because actually we did around 200 crores of the work in that project, but it is not built because you know that until we put tap and water is coming, then only we will be able to get the revenue. So lot of overwork, overhead tanks, pipeline, that work we completed actually. So, but we could not able to bill it. And these work we generally have given to our subcontractor work we have given. That's why we cannot consider in our unbilled also. So because we have not incurred that expenditure. So once actually this they will achieve that milestone, so immediately billing will be there. So that's why we are targeting around 500 crores work is going to be 35 in this year.
Okay, and sir, lastly, out of the unbilled revenue of 996 crores, irrigation will be around 500 crores. So remainder is entirely roads or some water also is there?
No, no, water is not there. Water is not there. I told you water, there is no WIC.
So it is 500 each from highways and irrigation.
Yeah, it is, huh? Total 990 crores is there. Out of that, almost 500 crores is irrigation and left is roads actually.
So, and what execution are we targeting from irrigation segment in 26 and 27?
Because right now we have almost 1400 crores is the order book is there of irrigation. Out of the 1400 crores, 500 is anyway we have built. So now net order book is only just 900 crores. Right? So out of 900 crores, this year we may execute you can around 300 to 400 crores in this year.
Okay, sir. Lastly, on the MSRDC project, when do we expect to get the LOA? And what execution are we targeting in FY26?
Actually, I think another 2 months within that, because of the land acquisition only they are hanging on, I think. And I think final approval at CM is pending. So another 2 months, they said.
So in this year, can we expect revenue from 200 odd crores? 10%
Let the order comes that then only I can come in. Okay, though I have taken some assumptions to the turnover expectation, maybe yes, 200 crores is possible if it comes in 2 months. Definitely, we can do some S work and all that. And we'll have at least 4-5 months in hand. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Sir, just a clarification. Sir, when we, in the previous question answer, when you said that the bid pipeline is 3,500 crore, that means that this is the 3,000 crore value, 2,200 crore MSRDC and 700 crore Telangana, we are kind of a L1. Telangana, obviously, we are L1 flyover and 2,200 crore MSRDC also, once the government approves, so we will be getting that. So that is the way you wanted to say, because the question was in terms of how much more bid pipeline that you are looking to bid. So I think that's why just wanted a clarification there.
Yeah, what you said is correct. What are the, we are L1, that is status we told.
Okay, okay. And in terms of the bid pipeline, so total for this year across the sectors, obviously the NHAI and the irrigation, mining, whatever we are looking at to diversify, metro, everything. How much value of projects now we are likely to bid by March end?
Because actually last time only we identified almost 80,000 crores orders are there in the road sector that we identify around 45 projects. So that project is still there in this. So definitely maybe around definitely more than around 80 to 90,000 crores definitely we will try to bid it.
Okay. Got it.
That project is going to come in for bid. Definitely, we'll try to bid that project.
Got it. And last is on the console cash is how much, sir?
Console cash is 280 crores. Huh? It is around 280 crores.
Okay. Got it, sir. Yeah. Got it, sir. Got it. And just a clarification, if you can give. In one or two projects, actually, this Udayan Chitram HAM project, we have invested 64 crore, and the equity requirement is 80 crore, but we have already completed 100 crore. So actually, now the equity requirement is lower because presentation still shows 80 crore.
No further requirement. Yeah, definitely. Requirement is over.
Yeah. So that's the way one can look at wherever the we have completed the project and whatever the equity we have invested, that should be the value. Obviously, the original equity requirement may be on the higher side, but we have infuse a lower and we have completed the project.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heathen Jain from Avendus Spark. Please proceed.
Thank you for the follow-up, ma'am. I just wanted to ask one question. On
Sir, how much was the NHAI order or NHAI or the road machine order inflow in FY25? Was it similar to what FY24 was, around 8,500 kilometers?
Order-wise, actually, from NHA.
In FY25, sir.
NHA, last 2 years, there is not much order from the NHA. So even 2023, we got the order. After 24, 25, we not got any. So from NHA side also, this 2 years, is order is very, very muted order only.
Sorry, sir, your voice was broken. Is there any number on how many kilometers in FY25?
Actually, the number is there. Actually, we'll let you know separately.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Yeah, sir. Can you just help me with, sir, the working capital items, and if you can give me the numbers, on a standalone basis. So what is the amount of a debtor, like billed revenue? What is standing today?
Debtor is actually 1,228 crores.
And this includes 996 of unbilled revenue, right?
No, it is excluded. It is certified bill only, actually. Debtors is certified bill only.
Okay. So, and what is the creditor amount?
Creditors will be... ₹286 crores.
Okay. So, and mobilization advance and retention money?
Retention only receivables is 338 crores. And mileage advance received is 48 crores.
Okay.
And retention payable is 150 crores.
150.
Yeah.
And sir, so what is the, the process we are expecting from the, HAM monetization? And are we also going to take any mobilization advance from this mining project?
In mining project, there is no mobilization advance there. That is because on this OB removal, they will pay actually 10% of your, whatever the price you have quoted, they will pay 10% of that quantity for OB removal. So,
okay.
As far as HAM monetization is there, so we are discussing with that. So, on proper forum, actually, we will let you know.
Okay, sir. So, and just last question on, mining projects, sir. The stripping ratio which I saw, right, it's around 7.76. So, would be, the impacting our EBITDA margin?
Yes, that way it is, because accordingly rate is also there. Na? Stripping ratio is based on the quantity, but we have quoted good rate also. So,
okay, so sir, can you help us, right, sir, what is the mining fee that we quoted?
We already disclosed, 1365 rupees actually per metric ton actually we have quoted.
1365.
1365.
Okay, sir.
Per ton. Excluding GST that we have put.
But this 1365 also includes the cost for, removing nala and bridge that is there.
And that is separate. Separate is there. For village development and nala things, separately they will pay around 90 crores against that.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and sir, I've joined a little late, so sorry if the question is already answered. I just want to know what is the status of our pipeline project, how much revenue have we clocked in this quarter and our target for the full year?
So the pipeline project, actually, this quarter we have not done much work, actually, but entire year we are targeting around 500 crores of the work in that pipeline, and on that we did around 200 crores of the work. About contractor is it, but it cannot able to build actually, because they have to achieve that milestone, then it is going to the bill. So that's why this year our target is around 500 crores on pipeline project.
Okay, sure, sir. And so lastly, what is our standalone gross debt and cash level?
Standalone gross debt is 6 crores is the gross debt at standalone. And what is the second question?
Cash
is 81 crores.
Okay, sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us on this call. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, strategic group advisors, or us directly. Should you have any further queries, we can now close the call. Yeah. Thank you.
On behalf of KNR Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.